Ambivalent Manifesto,
St. John, St. Lawrence and Trinity edition. It's almost time for you to cast your vote in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for up to 9 senators who will represent the whole island, you can vote for your parish constable or connetab and between 2 and 4 deputies to represent your constituency. This podcast is for voters living in St John, St Lawrence and Trinity, and very shortly you will hear from the candidates standing for connetab in your parish and the 4 candidates hoping to secure 1 of the 3 seats available in your constituency. But before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of election day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election, plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are 3 ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial greff by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of election day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.ge for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on election day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.ge.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in your area. Each candidate was invited to record a 2-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a state's member if they're elected. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority or vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. There is a single candidate standing for connetab of St John, Andy Jeon, Independent.
Hello and thank you for watching. It's been a real honour to serve as the connetab of St John for the past 5 years, and I'm proud of what we've achieved together. From day one, my goal has been simple, to better connect our parish, and that's exactly what we've been doing, whether it's through weekly drop-in sessions, where I've met with over 1,000 parishioners at one of over 230 weekly drop-ins, or bringing people together at events like our fantastic Liberation 80 celebrations. I believe that we've built a stronger, more connected community. But it's not just about connection, it's also about delivery. We've made real progress on road safety, and while there's more to do, especially improving access to the supermarket, we are moving forward. We've introduced the number 10 bus route, linking St John right across the island. This summer, there'll be 37 departures a day from the church to town, with more frequent services and larger buses at peak times. That's a real step forward for accessibility. I have also worked with Jersey Water to connect more homes to the mains, with another 30 properties coming online this autumn. And with significant investment in mains drains, both at Bonwy and the Northern Sewer Extension, we're improving the infrastructure that matters to everyday life. 2 years ago, I stepped up to serve as Infrastructure Minister when asked. It wasn't an easy decision, but I did it to help deliver for the island. There's more to do in St John. Much-needed right-sized properties are needed, better amenity spaces in Zion and a play area at the church, and delivering the memorial garden our parish deserves is a key priority. So as we head towards the 7th of June, I'd really value your support. I look forward to speaking with as many of you as possible. Thank you.
As there is only one candidate standing for the role, there will be the option for voters to choose none of the candidates. This option means that no candidate is automatically elected without opposition and is only available because there is the same number of candidates as there are vacancies. If none of the candidates receives the most votes on Sunday the 7th of June, nobody will be elected to the role of Connetab of St John and there will be a by-election at a later date. Next are the candidates standing for Connetab of St Lawrence, including whether they're standing as an independent candidate or as a member of a political party. John Lafondre, independent.
I'm John Lafondre, and I'm standing for Connetab of St Lawrence. Having grown up in St Lawrence and served as its deputy for around 12 years, I'm passionate about our parish community. I was responsible for the Millennium Footpath in Waterworks Valley, working with 60 volunteers, and also helped with the relaunch of the Parish Battle of Flowers back in 2001. So I've been involved with St Lawrence, the municipality and our community on a practical basis for many, many years. More recently, I served as Chief Minister in and around 2020, during some of the worst times this island has faced, with COVID and then Brexit negotiations and the start of the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. There is more information in my leaflet, which I'm delivering as I walk the parish, and also on my website. Professionally, I'm a chartered accountant, which has served me well in understanding costs, achieving the significant savings we made, and looking at complex legislation. I speak fluent French, and was the Jersey representative in l'Assemblée parlementaire de la Francophonie. It is an honour to have been approached some months ago to stand for Connetab. To be clear, the role is twofold. Firstly, to lead the parish, but also to represent it in the States. And I strongly support both of these roles. In my view, whilst prioritising the parish, an effective Connetab should also play an active role in the States, using their skills and experience to best serve everyone's interests, which includes us as parishioners. And we are incredibly fortunate to have so many supportive local institutions. They are St Lawrence's heart and soul. And I will support all such groups, if elected, to foster initiatives that tackle loneliness and support friendship across all ages and across our community. I believe I have the proven political experience which can serve both our parish and the island, and I hope you will consider me for your vote for Connetab of St Lawrence. Thank you.
Tina Palmer, independent.
Hi, my name is Tina Palmer, and I'm standing for Constable for St Lawrence. I care deeply about our island, and more importantly, our parish. For more than 35 years, my working life has been dedicated to supporting islanders to find employment and young islanders setting out on their career paths. At the same time, I've worked with large and small businesses on their talent acquisition as see them adapt and grow. As an active Rotarian, serving my community matters a great deal to me and was one of the motivators for standing for this important role. St Lawrence isn't just where we live, it's our home. It's our countryside, our lanes, our farms, our businesses. But more importantly, it's our people. I'm proud to be Jersey-born, and I'm proud that my family have connections to the parish that go back generations. And I would love to help protect what makes St Lawrence so special. If elected, I'll be a dedicated, approachable, and proactive constable. I will listen and openly communicate. I believe every parishioner should feel heard, informed and represented, both in the parish and at the States Assembly. My priorities: I want to strengthen the community links across the parish and across all age groups, support parishioners facing the challenges of the cost of living, and ensure no one feels isolated, overlooked or alone. I want to support our businesses to thrive and grow, and we'll work with the Honorary Police and the parishioners to ensure our lanes stay safe. As an independent candidate, I promise my first focus will always be the parish and community first. I'd be really honoured to have your support so that I can able to serve you as your constable for St Lawrence. Please vote on the 7th of June, because your vote really does count. Thank you.
And finally, the candidates standing for Connetab of Trinity, including whether they're standing as an independent candidate or as a member of a political party. Steve Delouche, independent.
Hello, Trinity residents. My name is Steve Delouche. Having lived in Trinity for the past 56 years, I would now like to stand for the position of constable. Because I deeply care about our parish and I want to give it the time and attention it deserves. I have served Trinity 17 years through the Honorary Police as a constable's officer, a ventenier, and a centenier. I have supported the Poppy Appeal and Liberation celebrations. My service has helped me understand what matters to people in Trinity and what keeps our parish strong. I am married, my wife is a teacher, and we have one son who works as a doctor. I have worked for the States of Jersey for 47 years, and public service has been my working life. If elected, I will treat the role of constable as a full-time commitment and devote my time to Trinity. I will involve parishioners in all major discussions and make good use of parish assemblies. I will review parish spending and financial commitments so ratepayers can see clearly how budgets are managed. My priorities are straightforward. I want Trinity to remain a good place to grow up and to grow old. I want to review the road safety around the school and the church. I support exploring affordable housing, particularly for people with real ties to Trinity. I want young people to be involved in parish life, not just invited to events, but listened to. I would also like to explore allotments or community growing spaces if suitable land can be found. In the States Assembly, I'm keen to represent parishioners' interests in debates on important matters like population, housing, education, and health. All have an enormous impact on our lives. I'm standing because Trinity really matters to me, and I will work hard to serve the parish with fairness and respect. If you want somebody approachable and highly committed to Trinity, I would be grateful for your vote. Thank you.
Andy Howe, Independent.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andy Howe. I've been fortunate and privileged to serve as one of the deputies representing St Lawrence, St John and Trinity over the last 4 years. And I've gained extensive knowledge and experience. And now I feel the time is right to stand for Connetable of Trinity, the parish in which my husband John and I have lived for the past 43 years and where we have brought up our family. There's a wonderful team working in Trinity, including many people volunteering to help in countless ways. As a previous member of the Community Support Group, Meals on Wheels volunteer, and Church Almoner, I will work hard to ensure we have a united and happy parish where the amazing Trinity community spirit remains and grows. I will be approachable, have an open door policy, and promise to be kind, listen carefully, and work to enhance parish life, to find solutions to issues, and to represent the views of Trinity parishioners in the States Assembly. Over the past 4 years, I have served on the Planning Committee and as Assistant Health Minister. If fortunate to be elected as Connetable, my primary role will be with the parish, but as a retired dentist and wife of a GP, I would relish the opportunity to carry on in health in order to provide continuity and stability as the job is far from finished. I believe that together, as a community, we can ensure Trinity continues to be a safe, wonderful and welcoming parish, where everyone matters and where we help and support each other and make Trinity the best parish to live in. So on June the 7th, please vote for me, Andy Howe, for Connetable of Trinity. Thank you so much for your support.
Now it's the candidates standing for deputy for St John, St Lawrence and Trinity, beginning with Hilary Jeune, Independent.
Hi, I'm Hilary Jeune. I'm your current deputy for St Lawrence, St John and Trinity, and I'm hoping you'll give me one of your 3 votes on the 7th of June. I grew up here in Jersey. I spent over 20 years working abroad with organisations like the United Nations and Oxfam, but I chose to come home to raise my family here because this island matters to me. Since 2022, I've worked hard for this district. I've helped hundreds of residents and businesses navigate planning processes, access grants and resolve healthcare and social security challenges. I've also been holding government to account as scrutiny chair, making sure public money is well spent, strengthening tenancy law reforms and pushing for action on housing, biodiversity and marine protection. And as Assistant Minister, I helped shape Jersey's energy policy and deliver climate grants for islanders and businesses. My approach is simple. Be visible, be accountable and deliver. But the work isn't finished. Jersey faces real challenges: soaring prices, unaffordable housing, unsustainable public finances, and an ageing population. So my focus is on three priorities: a resilient economy, responsible public finances, support for small businesses, strengthening skills, and a clear energy strategy. A sustainable Jersey, delivering the Next Island Plan with affordable housing, protecting our countryside and green spaces, and supporting local food production. And a fairer Jersey, earlier intervention across health and social care, making sure healthcare stays affordable, supporting carers and families, and strengthening protections for young people online. I will continue to focus on practical delivery and decisions that offer real long-term value for islanders. My priority is simple: a fairer, more sustainable and resilient Jersey that works for everyone. So please give me one of your three votes on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Peter McClinton, Independent.
Hiya, I'm Peter. Now, you might have noticed that politics is, well, it's not quite right, is it? I mean, it's not completely broken, but it could be so much better. And when I'm out and about talking to people, you know, not just necessarily on the doorstep, but in my real life, I realise that people in the main just want it to be fair. They want to be heard, and they would quite like their money to be spent well. And so what I aim to do is, should I be elected, go into that assembly and ask challenging questions. Questions that you would love to be asked. I would take in propositions which would make sense to try and move the island in the right direction. What I would love to do is to take your questions, your voice into the assembly, and in a way that doesn't immediately change anything and everything straight away, because I do not believe that that is possible. What we need to do is to incrementally shift the supertanker of our political regime towards a direction that is more caring, more heart-centered, and better for you, better for everybody. Now, I could talk about the economy, I could talk about education, health, they're all important, but what I'm trying to say is that if we together work more connected, more emotionally intelligent, then we can make a difference. And I want to be your voice in there. I want to be a member of the public who happens to be a member of our parliament. If that sounds like the sort of thing that you would like, then I would love to be your voice in the State Assembly. Thank you.
Kirsten Morrell, Independent.
Hello, I'm Kirsten Morrell, and I'm standing for election for deputy in St John, St Lawrence and Trinity. This will be my third election, and if elected, I want to continue working hard for you, my parishioners, so that we can build an island which is home for people throughout the course of their lives, from birth to the very end. Jersey needs to be somewhere that we can all see a future for ourselves. Jersey faces significant challenges. Yes, there's the global issues going on around the world, and we need to be strong and protected against them. I want to continue working to make sure we are resilient as an island, but also, we need to make sure that Jersey has a strong economy, somewhere where young people can see a future for themselves. That means different careers. That means a diversified economy. Today we have agriculture standing up on its own two feet again. We have tourism, which had a tough year last year, but it's looking ahead to a brighter future. We have technology companies moving to Jersey, AI. We have technology companies in biopharmaceuticals. We have investment companies and hedge funds also moving to Jersey. We do have a successful Jersey, but we need to make sure and protect that success long into the future. We need to be able to afford the healthcare of those older generations. We also need to try to make Jersey more affordable for families, so again, they can see themselves bringing their children up here. That means continuing to bear down on the cost of housing. And it also means a government that doesn't keep putting up taxes so that you cannot afford things anymore. We need islanders to be able to want to live here because they can afford to live here. I want to help Jersey continue that journey. It's long and it will be a long and tough process, but I work hard. I believe I've proven that over the last 8 years. Whether in scrutiny or government, I will work hard for your future. So please vote for me. Please vote for an island of opportunity and Jersey as a successful island for many years to come.
Phil Rummerall, Independent.
Together, St John, St Lawrence and Trinity form the heart of Jersey. They are parishes built on strong communities, shared responsibility, and people who look after one another. You know, I grew up in St. John and I raised my family there. Those values shaped who I am today. And it's why I'm asking you for your vote as your deputy. Throughout my working life, one truth has stood out. Difficult problems are best dealt with excellent teams. Whilst I was a pharmacist, I saw Islanders being let down by short-term decisions and systems that pulled in different directions. This is what led me to help found the Calling Check Service, looking after people who are alone and isolated. And it's also been the big driver behind my role over the last 8 years as the Chair of Family Nursing and Home Care. But one lesson is clear, time and time again, plan together, work together, and you get better results for Islanders. Now, like many of you, I'm concerned about Jersey's current direction. The island is becoming too expensive. Taxes seem to be wasted. And every election, you hear hundreds of promises with no clear delivery plan. You deserve better than that. We believe, and I believe, that politics needs to change, not just who we elect. We need a government with a clear programme, set out honestly, with a commitment for teamwork. It's the reason why I support the Value Jersey programme, set on created by Islanders, for Islanders, with long-term ambitions in mind. And on a personal level, I will be looking to develop stronger local services for parishes, pension systems that's fair and sustainable, a preventative healthcare model, support our local entrepreneurs who will help grow the local community. To you, my commitment is simple. If elected, I will listen, I will work with others, and I will challenge poor decisions. This election is a choice, and together we can choose change.
That's the candidates standing in St John, St Lawrence and Trinity for either Connetab or Deputy on Sunday the 7th of June. You can cast one vote in the Connetab election for your parish and you can vote for up to three candidates standing for Deputy of your constituency. If you want to find out more about them, you can read their manifestos on the vote.je website or in the manifesto booklet. You can also follow each of the hustings events via our website. Thank you for listening.